In this bulletin, the Saudi teenager stopped at a Thai airport leaves with refugee agents from the UN. The amount of taxpayer money used on welfare payments hits a 30-year low and another injury blow for the Socceroos. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. An 18-year-old Saudi woman stopped at a Bangkok airport while travelling to Australia has left the airport under the care of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Thai immigration officials tried to return Rahaf Mohammed Al-Kun to Kuwait, where her family is, but she refused to board a flight on Monday and barricaded herself into her airport hotel room. She said she feared her family would kill her as she has renounced Islam. Rights groups have expressed grave concerns for Ms. Al-Kun, who travelled to Thailand for a connecting flight to Australia where she hoped to seek asylum. UNHCR's Thailand representative Giuseppe De Vincentes says the agency will now assess her case of escape, alleged abuse by her family.
An assessment has been initiated, independent assessment by two UNHCR committees. I cannot, of course, figure out what would be the decision, but we have strongly advocated with the Thai government and we have received reassurances that pending the completion of the assessment and any decision, she would not be sent back, because that would be a case of refoulement, and where her personal freedom could be put at risk.
Independent Queensland Senator Fraser Anning says he won't repay his taxpayer-funded travel to last weekend's far-right rally in Melbourne. It comes as reports emerge he charged taxpayers to attend two other far-right events last year. The Sydney Morning Herald newspaper reports he joined Canadian far-right commentator Lauren Southern at a Sydney rally in July, while he also charged taxpayers for an October trip to Melbourne to speak at a rally held by the Australian Liberty Alliance. Mr. Anning's presence at last weekend's Melbourne rally, in which some attendees performed Nazi salutes and painted swastikas on the side of a building housing Holocaust survivors, has been widely condemned. Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher says the amount of taxpayer money used on welfare payments has hit its lowest level in 30 years. A Department of Social Services analysis of Australian Bureau of Statistics data shows 14.3% of the working age population was receiving payments at the end of the last financial year, down on the previous year's level of 15.1%. Mr. Fletcher says the reduction is down to the government's enforcement of mutual obligation, a concept asserting that welfare assistance he provides to someone only if they agree to pursue tasks that will increase their employability.
Mutual obligation has been key to the success we have achieved in getting more people into work. It's fair to those who are seeking work, because the international research shows that mutual obligation is key to helping people return to work. It's also fair to the millions of Australian taxpayers.
It comes as Labor says it wants to overhaul the Job Active system aimed at helping Australian job seekers find work. Labor's Employment Services spokeswoman Terry Butler says the service isn't working as well as it could be, with a number of employers involved with it dropping from 18% in 2007 to 4% last year. She says a better system would give Job Active providers more time to find people long-term work by dealing with their underlying issues, such as homelessness, along with building relationships with employers. To football, and Socceroos assistant coach Rene Muhlenstein is confident the Socceroos can bounce back following their 1-0 loss to Jordan at the Asian Cup. Australia were dominant in the game, recording 76% possessions, but failed to turn that dominance into goals. Muhlenstein says the focus will be ensuring players can cope with the play style Palestine are expected to put forward on Friday.
For us now is just to not dwell on this. It's obviously a disappointment for players and staff, but I think we're very confident to bounce back from this for sure. We're going to expect the same thing against Palestine and Syria, a very defensive setup. It's a challenge that we have to overcome. We're going to have a lot of the ball, and the most important thing is for us to use that well, to be patient, to keep the quality, to keep the speed of play, and then eventually open them up and then be clinical when the chances present themselves.
Australia's Asian Cup campaign has also suffered yet another injury blow, with Tom Rogic breaking a bone in his hand during last Sunday's loss. Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather now. Sunny in Perth and 34, cloud clearing in Adelaide 26, a possible early shower in Melbourne 20 degrees, partly cloudy in Hobart and 19, showers with a possible storm in Canberra and 30, in Wollongong showers again with a possible storm 24, much the same in Sydney 28, in Newcastle similar conditions 31 degrees, showers in Brisbane 28, possible shower in Cairns and 34, and partly cloudy in Darwin, 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.